Hi, this is Tom Browning, and you're listening to the Red Hot Mama on RedHotMama.com, home of the Reds.
Welcome, baseball fans. You got the Red Hot Mama coming at you from Redsland on this Wednesday, November 1st of 2006. Yeah, we're 2 days late on the podcast this week. It's funny how time just slips away from you sometimes. What was it? It was the god-awful traffic on Monday.
Yes,
it took two hours
to get home.
It was 35 miles. Yeah, it sucked. And then
I blame the evil daylight saving time.
Well, you know, the thing is, it's the daylight saving time ending. See, I'd like to blame it on daylight saving time too, but it's the end of it. It's over.
Yeah,
so I don't... maybe it's the evil standard time.
Standard's not evil. That doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
It's like...
Isn't the theme of, like, multiple works of fiction that mankind is inherently evil? That would be the standard, wouldn't it? In any event, and then on Tuesday, you were all wiped out from your day of jury duty.
Yeah.
And you're pretty wiped out from your day of jury duty today,
yes.
Aren't you? But you boldly, tirelessly, strongly... No, that's not a good word. What you sacrifice your own sleep for the so that the people out in Redsland can listen to me stammer
mm-hmm.
Out adjectives to describe.
Yeah, so it's not just me who heard you stammer. Nice.
Thank you.
Music to my ears.
So what's going on in the baseball world, huh?
I don't know. Let's see. Is it over now, baseball?
Yeah, I think so.
Year?
I don't remember. It seems like there's a hole in my memory, something I blocked out right there at the end. Tigers won, though, right? No?
Yeah.
No?
Yeah, and then...
Casey was the MVP.
Yeah, and then the Tigers signed him to, like, a 2-year deal.
That's too bad. I mean, it's all right, I guess, but... I hardly think of Detroit being the Nirvana of baseball. Retired to Detroit. Not so much?
No, none of that happened. Except Casey being doing really well. He was about the only Tigers player who did show up.
Yeah.
So that was nice. Good for him. Way to not be, you know, pools.
Yeah. It was like, going into the series, I was thinking, man, this is just going to be the perfect time for the Cardinals to surprise everyone, isn't it? They're gonna just somehow outlast, and that's really what it was, man. What a lackluster showing from the Tigers, really from the Cardinals too. But
yeah, it was an ugly series.
Somewhat less lackluster,
just,
I guess.
Apparently, you know, I saw the Cardinals all year.
Mm, yeah.
And the Reds were a better team than them whenever the two met up to play each other.
Sure.
I mean, the Reds beat them more than had a winning record against the Cardinals this year. And I was pretty familiar with the Reds, pretty familiar with the Cardinals. They were both pretty crappy teams. Obviously, the Reds were better than they have been in recent memory, and that was nice to see some improvement. But I was just going into it thinking, well, man, they're so bad.
Yeah.
Apparently, I did not take into account how much the subtraction of Isringhausen and Mulder...
added to the team?
Right.
Yeah, that's a good point. All throughout the season, or through at least the second half of the season, I was talking about how the NLC was this year's NLW of 2005, and how surprised would we have been if the Padres had won last year, taken it all last year. I don't know. I think it's like we slipped into an alternate dimension, or maybe that La Russa sold his soul to Satan to win it all. Again.
He's now the, he's the second manager, only the second manager to have won a World Series in both leagues.
Wow, there's a pointless factoid.
The other one was Sparky Anderson.
Oh.
For the Reds.
Oh.
And the Tigers.
Ooh.
Ooh, yeah. Interesting.
I mean,
except not.
Yeah, interesting in the way that means not interesting. Well,
yeah.
It's sort of interesting.
Well,
I guess.
You know,
anyway.
it took the Cardinals, what, 26 years so they can just crawl back under their rock for 26 more, or 24, actually.
That'd be fine with me, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay with that idea.
All right.
So what's going on with the Reds? I mean, as soon as the As soon as the season's over, they start thinking about next season, right?
That's right.
And I know they've made a very important addition. They've really changed the face of the organization in bringing on Jeff Brantley to fill out the rest of the games that that Thom Brenneman isn't going to be able to take care of while he's going to be the pretty boy on TV. Yeah, how exciting is that, huh? I mean, another white guy already made mediocre by nationwide television. It's really going to add that spice. It's really going to change things up in the way that we've been waiting for, don't you think?
That's right. They're going to bring in that edge that Steve Stewart just didn't have.
There you go. I saw a story out of, I think, Los Angeles the other day about NASCAR is going to be doing updates, radio updates, or maybe television updates in Spanish. They're going to hire a Spanish language announcer to do. It's not going to be complete, like, you know, calling the game all the way, calling the race all the way through or anything like that. But I guess people do that. I don't really pay any attention to NASCAR.
Do they have
NASCAR
races on the radio?
Yeah. Really? Yeah. People always listen to them on the radio. Anyway. And that's the other thing is that ESPN Deportes is going to be covering more. Actually, maybe that's what it is. ESPN Deportes is doing it.
Covering. Interesting.
Anyway, I've got the article, so I'm going to be looking into that a little bit more later. But man, wouldn't it have been nice if they could have done something, anything other than like another middle-aged white guy.
Well, have you seen their
whatever
candidates for pitching coach?
No. Why don't you tell me about them? Well,
there are five candidates, three from outside the organization, two from inside. These are the five leading ones that have been mentioned in newspaper articles.
Are there any minorities among them?
You know, I'm not sure. I know there aren't any Hispanic or Latinos.
Well, if there's not, I mean, obviously, if there's not, these couldn't be the only candidates is all I'm getting at.
Well, that's true. There is that rule. Mm-hmm. I remember for years, a few years before Willie Randolph got hired as the Mets coach, he was like, it was just this farce where there's this rule that you really have to interview a minority for these openings, and everybody just called Willie Randolph.
He was token.
Yeah.
He was the South Park character token.
It was just so revolting. Like, oh, I got a manager, gotta call. I just call Willie Randolph.
Man, he must have felt great about that, too.
Yeah.
They'd always be bringing him into the room. They'd be like, wow, thank you for coming. We really appreciate you fulfilling our minority requirement.
But you didn't ask me any.
And, yeah, we'll see you later. Yeah, we don't want you.
Anyway, the candidates for pitching coach for the Reds. We've got Dave Wallace, the outgoing Boston Red Sox pitching coach.
Well, we could do worse than that, I suppose.
Jim Hickey, the outgoing Houston Astros pitching coach.
Also could do worse than that, yeah, seems like.
I don't know, how hard is it to be the pitching coach for Roger Clemens and Roy Oswalt?
No idea.
I don't know. I would just think that there's a little bit more talent there than...
If you're actually trying to coach them, I imagine it's pretty tricky.
Yeah.
If you're actually like, hey, Roger, why don't you try adjusting your release here a little bit? And he'd be like, yeah.
He'll just glare at you.
Go screw yourself. He'd probably hit your kid.
He even shows up for practice.
He'd hit your kid in the head with a ball.
He did it to his.
Yeah. Go on.
And then we've got the humorously named Dick Pohl. Or unfortunately named, I don't know. He was Dusty Baker's bench coach this season.
Are you making some sort of joke about people from Poland or something?
No.
No? Oh,
no.
Okay. Go on, who else?
And you know, the Reds do need more Cubs in there.
Well, that's for sure.
The other two that have been mentioned
are... You know what we want to be is more like the Cubs. Well, I say that jokingly, but it's true. The Cubs are a very, very successful organization.
That's
they have
true.
Incredibly diehard fans, and they sell out their stadium.
Not so much this year.
But that the fans are so diehard?
No, their attendance was down this year.
Is that right?
Yeah. Apparently, after how
People
many
get
years
pissed
has
off
it been?
When you block their view from the top of the buildings, huh? Damn you that for is... adding lights. That'd make me mad.
That was pretty weak. Like, no, you can't see our product. And the other two candidates are from inside the organization. There's Ted Power.
Ted Power!
Whom I remember as a...
Where's that from?
Crappy reliever for the Reds.
Power!
From the 80s. But I think I don't think he was always crappy. He just seemed to leave the Reds and come back, then leave and come back. He was just always kind of in and out of the team, of the organization. He had some good years.
Remember last season when, like, the Transformer or whatever blew up and Great American Ballpark lost power for part of the game?
That was funny.
If he had been pitching, that would have just been perfect.
Yes. And then...
Especially if he lost.
Mike Lacoste.
He probably would have been, because he's very old.
Another former Red. He's currently a roving instructor. I don't know.
All right. Well, that ought to be interesting.
I think any of them will be better than Hume, the interim acting coach. I don't think...
Well, he wasn't really up to the job. He was just kind of
thrust into it. Yeah. And it wasn't the best situation this year, but... You know, they've got some decent pitchers, Harang and Arroyo, to lead them, so hopefully it won't be too hard of a job.
Yeah. So good luck to all of the candidates, and we look forward to seeing what happens with this, because I'm frankly tired of talking about the guys in the radio booth. Something going on with the pitching coach would be fantastic. What else? We got free agents, Todd Hollinsworth, Ryan Franklin, Rich Aurelia. There's more than that.
There is Scott Schoenweiss.
Yeah,
I think like everyone except who's eligible for the Reds is filed, except for Kent Merker. Eddie Guardado did.
Yeah, Weathers.
Weathers did.
Yeah. So what's the deal with Merker? What happens if a guy who's eligible for free agency doesn't file for it? Does he just stay with the team? I mean,
I have no idea.
They just always do. I mean, in Aurelia's case, I mean, it's always Aurelia that we talk about because he's for some reason. Always the one that seems to be...
Why doesn't Ryan Franklin get any love?
Why isn't anyone talking about Hollinsworth? It's an excellent question, but he had an option. I mean, that was different. It would be the option of free agency, one or the other, but... I don't know what happens with everyone else. And I don't intend to look it up, so there you have it.
I do... Yeah, well, Aurelia is doing exactly what we figured he'd do after hearing your interview with him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was pretty obvious.
Weathers, I kind of figure, will probably be back.
Yeah, probably for next to nothing, yeah.
Yeah. Guardado, perhaps, if he doesn't retire. And see, that's what I figure Merker will do, too. He's just probably...
That's right.
Done.
Yeah,
so.
That's why he hasn't filed for free agency.
Right. Schoenweiss, he was really good for the Reds, so... If he's not too expensive, he might be worth a look.
Well, yeah, I mean, the Reds are not in a position where they should just be throwing out pitchers just because they weren't perfect. I mean, anything that seems eligible at this point is a good starting point.
Oh, and Sean Casey filed.
That's right, Sean Casey did file, so there you go. We're
not really a spot for him on the Reds. They've got too many first basemen as it is.
That's true. Well, they don't have Rich Aurelia right now.
Oh, right. They got rid of one more.
Who else do they have? Are you counting Dunn?
I'm counting Dunn and Griffey.
Oh, Griffey's a good one. I don't think Dunn should play first. He's kind of he's pretty weak at first. I don't know that he's any better at left.
I know. I'm just saying they're...
You know, the discussion has always been, they're always saying that Dunn's going to get traded. So, be on the lookout for that. Just hope they can get something decent for him, man, because he had a crappy season.
I know. It seems like, I don't know. We'll see.
Okay. Doesn't seem like the best time, but then what are you going to do? Sit through another season hoping he gets better and then see what you can trade him for?
I saw rumblings that he might be interested in going to Houston.
I think that they've been saying that since the beginning of time, haven't they?
Yeah,
I'm pretty sure
I mean,
large portions of the Rosetta Stone are dedicated to Adam Dunn wanting to go to Houston.
But I saw some pop up this offseason, so.
Yeah.
It's been a while since I'd seen anything like that.
Yeah, you just haven't been looking.
I guess.
Yeah, so we'll see how that works out. I mean, we haven't. We're just looking at a lot of free agents and not a whole lot of things happening with the Reds actually acquiring anyone. So, at this moment,
nothing.
Not a lot going on.
That's right.
So what's going on? What's going on in the future? Reds Fest.
Reds Fest.
You know that's.
They should make rock-like commercials for it. We'll sell you the whole sea, but you'll only need the edge.
That's a monster truck. That's a monster truck. It's actually an entire month away. I feel a little bit stupid talking about it already, but tickets are on sale.
Tickets are on sale. We're thinking about going.
Yeah, I think we'll have to go because it sounds like a bunch of the Red Reporter guys are going to go, and I can't let them all appear at an event without me also being there.
Right.
That would be...
You can't.
I can't. That would be not taking advantage of an opportunity to greet my public.
To make an appearance.
That's right, and then maybe I'd make a contact, you know. Maybe I'll get Schoenweis to agree to an interview or something.
And?
Then I'd have to look up some questions to ask him, because I don't know what I'd say. But yeah, go on.
How do you say your last name? I'm always screwing it up.
No, you're always screwing it up.
Oh, right. My husband.
Yeah. Anyway.
And there's a National Anthem Contest.
I will be entering the National Anthem Contest. Though, I don't know, I mean, I was thinking about just asking and seeing if, like, on Blogger Day next year I could sing the anthem without actually having to go through the contest. Because I don't want to take the opportunity away from someone else if they would just let me do it anyway, you know?
Right.
But singing the national anthem at a national sporting event is one of my life's goals. Along with...
It's good to have goals.
I've got three of them right now. This is a list, it's a work in progress, but singing the national anthem at a major sporting event, having a formal banquet thrown in my honor. I'm not sure how I'm going to do that, but just the idea of, like, you know, being up on the stage and seeing everyone in these gowns and stuff, that's like, man, that sounds pretty cool.
Gowns, is it?
It's a formal event. I said it's a formal...
Oh,
formal,
okay.
It's like the women. It's a gala.
In gowns.
Well, what do you think? Like, I've got a bunch of infants in gowns? Yeah, it's women in gowns.
No, I was picturing men in old English pajama gowns or something, and that didn't...
So kind of like a la Scrooge?
Ebenezer Scrooge.
Yeah. He would have the big curtains on his,
bed. He'd be holding the metal thing with the candle to light his way in the dark.
He'd have to have a cap on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That'd be a weird gala.
I agree. I can agree with that. And then the third one, of course, to smoke a Cuban cigar. And I mean that in the literal sense. I don't...
Which literal sense?
I mean that in literal, actual tobacco leaves wrapped up and lighting them on fire.
Okay.
Because, I don't know, sounds exciting. Kind of illegal, you know.
Well, it's only illegal depending on where you are.
And I've heard good things.
Just have to go somewhere where it's not illegal.
I guess
so. And it's not Cuba.
And not Cuba. I think that might be illegal, too. So, in any event, hopefully, you know, I'll win the national. Is there anything else you want to talk about in Reds Fest? Buy your tickets now if you want to see the Red Hot Mama. I'll try to make it out there. So, what do you got in non-Reds baseball?
There isn't much.
Well, I wouldn't think so. No. It is, after all, November.
I know.
The saddest time of year. You were saying...
First story has to do with Albert Pujols, who didn't really show up for the World Series.
Yeah.
It's about the guy, the scout, who signed him for the Cardinals.
Yeah, one would think he was quite revered.
Right.
I mean, Pujols.
Yeah. Well, he stocks groceries at a Walmart in Arkansas.
Oh, I'm glad to see that they've taken good care of him as an organization.
He was actually fired in 2003.
From Walmart?
No, from the Cardinals.
Oh, okay.
They had a massive shakeup in their scouting department.
I see.
The scout, his name is Dave Carraf.
Uh-huh.
He figures he just should have sold his players harder. And since one of them was Pujols, yeah, maybe so.
I guess so.
What's funny about why this made the news recently was because of some comments Pujols had for the scout.
For this guy, Kraft?
Yeah.
Okay.
What he said about the scout. The slugger told the Kansas City Star, Dave Kraft said I wasn't going to make the big leagues. That's why he got fired.
He told Pujols he wasn't going to make the big leagues?
He just said, no, Pujols says that, is referring to the scout saying that Pujols wouldn't be able to make the big leagues.
And that's why he got fired.
And that's why he got fired.
Okay.
Which isn't true.
Isn't true that he said that, or it isn't true that that's why he got fired?
That's not the reason.
Okay.
You know, every other team's ratings of Pujols had him worse than the Cardinals, really.
Okay.
It wasn't like he's this can't-miss prospect.
I guess you never know.
No, you don't ever know with prospects. But He went on for USA Today to say, hey, how can you draft a guy and say you don't know if he's going to make the big leagues? All of a sudden, the next year, I'm in the big leagues, and he wants to take all the credit.
Okay. What the hell is Pujols' problem, dude?
I don't know. Apparently,
he doesn't have it good enough, so he's got a tromp on the Walmart guy?
That's right.
Okay. What else you got? Pujols does seem like a charmer.
Yeah. That winning charm. Yeah. Right there. So the Reds have Jeff Brantley rating the Baseball Tonight, you know, the show on ESPN, renowned for its quality.
Yeah.
Well, the Reds didn't go after Harold Reynolds.
Who's that?
He is the guy who got fired from Baseball Tonight.
Just recently?
Just recently.
What do you do?
Well, he's now suing ESPN.
Oh.
Over his firing, saying they breached his $1 million contract.
Just $1 million? What?
No, more multi. It was.
Oh, okay. Okay.
He says they aren't paying him.
They had him on contract, fired him, and aren't paying out his contract.
Right.
Don't they know anything about baseball? Go on.
Yeah. He claims that ESPN has refused to provide any explanation for his termination.
Uh huh. Well, I think he's got a good case there then.
Yeah. All the rumors were that he was doing inappropriate things with some women employees or interns at ESPN.
Well, if they just tell him that, then they could fire him for that.
One would think, but they've been secretive. And
did they not really mean to hire him? They only interviewed him because it was to satisfy the requirement.
He'd been there for several years, and then he signed a 6-year deal in March.
I don't think you were listening to me at all. I think you were reading ahead in the story, so you didn't have the next thing to say.
What did you say? I'm sorry, did I miss a joke?
Yeah, a little bit.
Oh, well.
What else? Okay, he signed a 6-year deal. What else? Anything else?
No.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, my line was my line was a better ending. What else you got?
One last stupid thing.
Okay.
Have you ever been to Kyoto, Japan?
No, but I've always been struck by the fact that if you rearrange the letters, it's Tokyo.
Yeah, it's like they only have so many letters that they can use to name big cities.
They've only got so many letters under contract. They just have to rearrange them. Go on.
If you walk through a specific section, you'll see a small red and blue sign for a bar named Fenway Park.
Is that right?
Yeah. Do you know what else goes on there?
They park Fenways?
No, they have the World Series from 2004 playing there.
Like all the time?
All the time.
I bet that gets old.
Yeah, well.
Remember in 1999 where there was that one cable channel that was playing the Prince video like all day, every day for a year? Like,
yeah.
Man, I've really got a hankering to listen to 1999. And you turn it on for like 3 minutes and you're like, yep, that takes care of that. And you go about your day. But, you know, the people working there had to live with it all the time. Remember that radio station up north of here that when they were changing formats? Played a Timey Kangaroo Downsport all for like a week or something? Over and over again?
Several days, yeah. I wonder if they had... I wonder how if they wore out the CD on that.
And oddly, they actually had the DJ still working there. And the one time that the guy comes out and says, I now return you to your regularly scheduled song.
Nice.
Yeah. Well, that's good. It sounds like things are going right along as much as you'd expect for November, and hopefully we'll be able to come up with even some more news, and hopefully we'll be able to actually get this recorded on Monday next week.
Yeah, maybe.
Hopefully jury duty will be wrapped up by then.
Over.
And hopefully people will have adjusted to driving in the light of after work.
What is the sun?
I don't understand the sun.
Or the dark.
Well, it's not been the traffic in the morning, though. It's been the traffic in the evening.
Yeah.
Except this morning. Yeah. But that's a completely different story. We're talking about the Reds. And now we're done talking about the Reds. So until next week, hang in there. Go Reds!
The Red Hot Mama podcast is produced weekly in the heartland of America. We'd love to hear anything you have to say. Send an email, post a comment on the website, or leave a voicemail. The email address is rhm@red-hot-mama.com. The webpage is red-hot-mama.com. And our voicemail line is 513-729-7106.